We have now entered into the most wonderful week of the year. Some might say that, you know, Christmas is the most wonderful time of the year, and it's a beautiful time. But this week is, well, that might be a happy week, a joyful week. This week is a week of glory. Because this week, we enter into the mystery of Jesus' suffering and death, and then his resurrection. And we can't really understand the ultimate joy of the resurrection and the glory of the resurrection until we enter into that suffering of Jesus. Only when we contemplate how much he suffered and how much he suffered for our sins and how many our sins are, large and small, only then can we truly find the depths of his love for us. Only when we repent our sins can we then enter into the joy of his forgiveness. And knowing the depths of sorrow for our sins, can we rise into the joy of his forgiveness, his love, and the mystery of his resurrection. All during Lent, we set this season aside, and it's sort of like concentric circles. We begin with the whole 40 days of penance, and then we get into Passiontide, the last week and going forward. We cover the statues to remind us, let's get serious here, let's get more intense, let's think about what Jesus was going through in those last days. And then, in this Holy Week, we enter into the mysteries. Especially when we get to Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday. We reenact even, in some sense, not as theater, but as liturgy, because so indeed they are. They are public worship of God, not simply a play. We enter into and worship our God, who entered into Jerusalem triumphantly, but then entered into Jerusalem to suffer. On Holy Thursday, we gather here in this church to celebrate the institution of the Eucharist, the abiding sacrament of his presence with us and the mystery of the cross in our presence forever. And the institution of the priesthood, so that that Eucharist may be given to us in every generation. And then, that evening, we enter into the mystery of his agony in the garden as we sit with him after Mass, in the quiet of the chapel, to watch and pray for an hour. And then on Good Friday, we come and venerate his holy cross. Here, a replica, but in our hearts, venerating the true cross of Jesus with Mary, John, and the Magdalene. Entering there at that moment, a beautiful occasion where, filled with sorrow, we repent. But we experience with great joy at the same time the fantastic, boundless love of Jesus. Then on Friday and Saturday, we mourn his death, but we look forward with hope to the Easter Vigil, the great liturgy of light that begins as soon as the sun is completely gone from the sky, and Sunday begins according to the Jewish law, and we celebrate his resurrection. This is the greatest week of the year. This is the week that reminds us what it means to be Catholic. So what will you do this week? How will you remember this week? We call it Holy Week because the word holy is supposed to mean completely different. Completely set apart, so that Scripture says only God is holy. And before the Eucharistic prayer, we sing, "Holy, holy, holy," because God is about to be here. God is completely different. How will this week truly be holy for you? Will it be like every other week? Will you treat your neighbor with disregard? Will you leave God behind in church on Sunday and go about your work as you normally would? Or will you make this week holy by being in God's presence every moment, wherever you are? Being with Jesus, thinking about what He was going through, thinking about what John and Mary Magdalene and Mary were going through, thinking about what the apostles were doing, even thinking about what Judas and Caiaphas were doing, and how you might look a little bit like them this week. And well, where will you be here on Holy Thursday evening? And where will you be on Good Friday and the Easter Vigil and Easter Sunday? Will you be here? On Good Friday especially, the most holy, wonderful day of the year. At 3 o'clock when we gather here and there's standing room only in the church, will you be here with us to worship our God, to repent our sins? Or you will be out there earning your 30 pieces of silver in the world? No harm in working that day, and it's not the betrayal of Jesus as Judas was. But why would you want to work when you could be here with Jesus on this most holy day? And if you truly have to work, take that time, especially those 3 hours between noon and 3, to be with Jesus. Be quiet at least. Maybe at your desk, maybe away from others at work. Maybe just not saying anything, but just trying as you go about your day to be with Jesus in His presence. As your Father, your spiritual Father, I beg you to make this week a holy week by participating in the gifts that the church gives you in its liturgies, but most of all by loving God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and truly loving your neighbor as yourself, as you never have before. If you do that, you will rediscover or discover for the first time perhaps what it means to be a Christian, a Catholic. And your life will never be the same again. Praise be Jesus Christ.